Okay, so the end of Parshas Mikitz, we have this showdown, this climactic point of Yehuda and Yosef and the fight over Binyamin. So how do we get to this point? So Yosef is sold down to Mitzrayim, and the brothers come down, and they don't recognize him. And the Torah tells us, the Yosef was Makir Secha v'him lo hikiru, but they didn't recognize him, although he recognized them. So Rashi says, according to the Gemara, because when he had first left them, he didn't have a beard. But now he had a beard, and they couldn't recognize him. So the Ramban is bothered by this, and he says, Hayitachin, the beard makes for a difference. And if he had a beard, even better. Because Chazal say that Yosef looked like Yaakov, and Yaakov had a beard. So they should have looked at Yosef and said, aha! So, I see Yaakov. And they should have known that it was Yosef. So then how could that be? Because he left Shalom v'chassim v'zakein. Now that he has chassim v'zakein, they don't recognize him. That's the kasha nerva. In Parshas Vayigash, when finally Yaakov and Yosef meet, so we all know that Yaakov says Kriyat Shema. And the whole shaila is, why is Kriyat Shema the Avodina? There's a famous Maral, and Chaim Brisker on this. But we can explain, hopefully, al derech zeh, what's the significance of Kriyat Shema at this point. And then the Torah tells us that in order to prove that he's Yosef, he says, Gishu Eli Vayigashu. Chazal explained that he showed to them his bris milah. Why dafka is the bris milah, the simon that Yosef gives over to his brothers to prove his identity? In the beginning of Parshas Vayigash, the Torah tells us that when Yehuda approaches Yosef, the Medrash calls this Echad Be'echad Yigashu. The Echad, this melech, and this melech, Echad, Yigashu. Because it says, Vayigash Elav Yehuda, Yigashu. So why is that the pasuk which is best touching up this confrontation between Yehuda and Yosef? And let's come to Chanukah. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, in the Sugya, that after the Yevanim were metanu kol hashmanim shebehecha, the hashmanim come in, badku v'lai matzu ala pach echad, b'chaysamo shekon gadol. What does it mean, badku v'lai matzu? Badku matzu. They found one. How could you say timu kol hashmanim? Timu kol hashmanim, they were metanu kol hashmanim. Look, there was one that wasn't tummy. So we need to understand what's going on here. What are Chazal trying to bring out? And why is it called Chaysama Shal Kohen Gadol? What's the significance of that? And if it was a different Chaysam, Ma'an Nafka Mina. Whose Chaysam it was? And lastly, in Pirat Chaim, the Riyah Kaddish tells us certain Soidis about the Inyan of Ner Chanukah. And he says, Hadlakas Ner Chanukah is the Ois Vav, with a Kamatz. It's the site of Vayishkav Bamakom Ahu, and it's the site of Binyamin. And in Kabbalah, he has his way of teaching it. But of course, Shevin Panam the Torah, and Befat Torah Sabizal, it's Alfe Alfayim Panam Santar. So let's try to understand on our level what this Indian means. At least one part of that, Lashon Adi Ayah Kaddish. So we say, every day in the Alan Nisan, numerous times. B'mi mati sebu nechim, ben yochenim kagoy gadol, v'ata barachamecha rabim, amarata lehem be'is harasa. V'ata barachamecha harabim, amarata lehem be'is harasa. That the nes of Chanukah came from a place of rachamecha rabim. This is brought out beautifully by the Ari Kaddish, where he explains in his Drush, although he doesn't make this connection to the Lashon of Al Nisim, where he says that there are 13 words in the bracha of the Hadlik Ner Chanukah, which correspond to the Yid Gimel Midas Rachman. Uhu HaKavana, that when we say the bracha of the Hadlik Ner Chanukah, by each word we're machaven another one of the Gimel Midas Rachman. Another time we find this is by Netilas Yadayim. It also has 13 words. It'd be interesting to try to find the correlation between Halakas Nechanek and Netilas Yadayim. The obvious connection is that both are Takanas Darbanan, Mitzvahs Darbanan, of the Zayin Mitzvahs Darbanan. Netilas Yadayim being the first, seemingly, and Nechanek being the last, but Yesh Od La'ayim B'zeh. But we see even in the Kavana of the Arizal, where he says, L'hadlik ne'er Chanukah Zoshe Tevis Nachal, that the Ri tells us, Noitze Chesed Alafe Rashi Tevis Nachal, which is from the Yid Gimel Midas HaRachem. But there's a Hemshech, there's a Nachal which is flowing of Rachem. V'yata Rachmecha Rabin. V'yata Rachmecha Rabin. So what's that all about? B'chlal, the Inyan of Rachem is Mishtayich to Avram Avinu. Avram is Gematria Rachim. And when this son of Avram Avinu was shining on the horizon of the world, he was megala a new or, a new perspective of life, of avoda, which is one of the Kadosh Baruch Hu is about chesed and about rachamim. Avram gematria rachim, that's his midah. And like we see, even in the Yigim of Avram, noitzer chesed la'alafim, this is the midah of Avram Avinu, it's chesed la'alafim. And there's a special keshet Avram Avinu in regards to the Nes of Chanukah, because we have a Kabbalah that, although the Gemara seems to say that the Ptira of the Avos HaKadoshim was in Rosh Chodesh, it was in Nisan, from the Kabbalah it seems another day that his Ptira was Teves, because it says by Avram Avinu's passing, Hashem Yisrach tells him Tikaver B'Seva Toiva. By the Pesach Habasim, that you will be buried in a ripe old age. So the Mekubalim say, Tikaver b'seiva toivas v'shei teves teves. Now what day in teves? So perhaps you could say that it's referring to Rosh Chodesh teves, because the remez comes out of Rosh Tevos. So if it's Rosh Tevos, so it's the Rosh of teves. That's the Ptir Amavina. Now Rosh Chodesh teves is the sixth day of Hanukkah. So that means that Avram Avinu, his Or, is buried within the Ner Chanukah. And you see that Avram Avinu lived his life this way. Because we know that Avram Avinu, he went into the Kivshan Eish and he came out. And it didn't come out the same that he was before. He came out as Eish. You can't go into Eish and not come out Eish. So Avram is a Metzius of Eish, of Or. And what do we find by Avram Avinu? That he sits at the Pesach of the Oil, like the heat of the day. Pesach oil is the place that we would light the Ner Chanukah. And oil is Gematria Lamed Vav, which is Lamed Vav Neris. Kechayim Hayom is because, not because it was the heat of the day, he was the heat of the day. He was Kechayim Hayom. And that was the whole Mahus of Avram Avinu, that he was Yoshev Pesach Inayim. Chazal say that means, that's where Avram sat, at the Pesach Inayim, where everybody could see. So he's that Haroya Ner Chanukah, anybody who saw Avram Avinu. And he sits, and Yoshev is a Lashon Hoive, because he still continues to sit, like we find by the Ner Chanukah, Shavcha G'doyil Mishalahem, that Ner Chanukah is Chaim Lo'ev, and that's the Inyan that Avram still sits at the Pesach Oil. He's the Inyan of Pesimini, so he's the Inyan of Ner Chanukah. But merely his Or is buried in the light of Ner Chanukah. We find that it took Avram Avinu to have a Bris Mila to be Zoicha to that status, because only after the Bris at the end of Pashas Lech Lecha, did we find who Yoshev Pesach Kochem Mayim, that he became that Ner Chanukah, but he needed an Inyan of Bris Mila to achieve that dag. And the same thing is true with Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik, to understand the Inyan of Yosef HaTzadik, the dreams of Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef was a big dreamer. And he had very big aspirations. Not just to be a tzadik, but to achieve the level of what's called Avos. Avos is a whole different madriga. Avram reached Avos, Yitzchak reached Avos, Yaakov reached Avos, and there was a son of Yaakovinu called Yosef who very much wanted to be an Av. Because he knew with Beruch HaKodesh that there was a Pesach to be the fourth Av. It was supposed to be for Esav. Of course, he didn't take up on it. And it was reserved later by David HaMelech. He became that fourth Av. He's the fourth Regal B'Shebekiseh. Although David lived many years later, but we know David's Keshet to Esav. He was Mesakin Nafshah Shal Esav. So maybe he filled that place. But Yosef saw an empty place. And he said, I want that, and that's for me. And he tried his whole life to be Zeicha to the Dag of Av. And that was the dreams. The dreams of everybody bowing down to Yosef was as if to say that Yosef is higher than the brothers. Not just that he's a better brother, he's a higher Shevet, he's the Dargas of. And that's why even Yaakov was bowing down to Yosef in the dreams. And his parents, his mother, and Everybody was Ma'am Dati Yosef because Achron Achron Chavi was going to achieve that status of being even higher than the Ovos HaKadoshim himself. Now, of course, Yosef did not succeed in that. And that's what the Gemara says in Brachos, Taf Tazayin of Abayis. In Korin La'Ovos HaLashlosha, only three are called Ovos. Shlosha V'Lay Arba. Lafuke who? So the Svarim will say Lafuke Yosef. Yosef could have been the fourth. He wanted to be the fourth, but he was excluded. He didn't reach the Darga of Ov. Why not? And this is the Inyan of Yosef HaTzadik. Every one of the Ovos HaKadoshim had to be Oymid in a very big Nisayan to be Zoicha to the Darga of Ov. Yitzhak, of course, had the Akedah. Yaakov had the Nisayan B'Beis Lavan. 20 years of Kedushas HaBris. And Avram Avinu, who was Moisir Nefesh for Bris Mila. And Yosef observed this Inyan of Yaakov, especially, and this Inyan of Avram Avinu, that there were Moisir Nefesh for Bris Mila, and he hoped, and he prayed to Kedush Baruch Hu, that he would also have a similar Nisayan. And he was Shema granted that. And that was the Inyan of Eishes Potiphar. But unlike Avram and Yaakov, who passed 100%, the Gemara tells us in Sota, Yosef, there's something lacking. He was Maitzi Zara Levatala, Mibain Etzba Yosef. He wasn't Shalom Lagamre. But he wanted to be Zeicha to that Kedushas Abris. In order to be Zeicha to that Dark of Avos HaKadoshim. Of course he passed, but Niglas HaTorah he passed. And look what happened. He was Aymi Bishmiris Abris, Big Kedushas Abris. Like Avram Avinu was also Maisa Nefesh for Bismila, gave up his life to be Bekar the Mitzvah, which is why he asked Eitzah. It wasn't so clear that he should give up his life. An old man, 90 years old, he's going to have a Bismila. It's a death sentence. But he had Bitachin on the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and he was Oymi Bin Yisrael HaBris. And Yosef did the same. Yosef is Tzadik, Tzadik is Bris, Yisrael. And after he was Oymi Bin Yisrael, in the same way that we find by Avram Avinu, Vayir Elav Avram, who Yosef Pesach HaChayam, he brought new light to the world. Yosef did too. He became Melech Mitzrayim shortly after. And he brought a new light to the world, not just to Mitzrayim, but the whole world was going to the light of Yosef HaTzadik. But he didn't exactly achieve the level of Avram Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu to be Zeicha to the Dag of Avos. But he did connect himself to the site of Avram Avinu. How so? Because we find that Avram Avinu, by passing the Nisayon HaBris, he was Zeicha to the Ois Hei. Avram became Avraham. Avraham and Goyim Nesatich. That's Pisumei Nisa. Rashi says, Afilu L'Ragla D'Tamei Goyim, which is the Goyim. Who's a light to the Goyim? That's Avram Avinu's a light to the Goyim. And Yosef is also a light to the Goyim. And we find by Yosef the same scene. What does the Gemara say? Darshan is passing into Hillel. Eidus B'Yehoisef Samu B'Tzei Salayat Mitzayim. That when he became Melech, he was Zeicha to the Ois Hei. Because Avraham was Emi B'Bris, and Yosef was also Emi B'Bris. So you get the letter Hey if you're Emi B'Bris. But the Zohar takes it one step further in Parshas Pinchas. The Zohar says, we find by Avram Avinu the Lashon, Vayoytze Oysei Hachutza. And we find by Yosef, by the Nisayon of Eishes Potiphar too, Vayoytze Oysei Hachutza. So Yosef was like Avram Avinu. And for that, Yosef didn't just get the letter Hey. He got the letter Hey of Avram, says the Zohar. That Hey of Avram he got. And that's the secret of what it says by Yosef when he's giving out the food. Hey Lachem Zera. Hey Lachem Zera. Hey is the Oysei Hey because of his Kesher to the Darg of Zerah, Kedushas HaBris, he was Zeicha to the Hei of Avram. Now, when a person is Zeicha to the Hei of Avram, once we understand this, that Yosef was Zeicha to this Inyan of Kesher to Avram Avinu, to the Ois Hei, although he wasn't Zeicha to Avhud, to the Darg of Avos, but Kesher to Avram, yeah. And that was the Ois Hei which he got. So, this sheds a whole new light on the Sugya of Yosef HaTzadik. And with this, we can already go back to our questions and try to understand what is going on over here. The most important question in the sugya of Yosef was the kasha of the Ramban, like we started with. Why is it that Yosef was unrecognizable to his brothers? With this we can explain why. Because yes, until now Yosef looked like Yaakov. But as soon as he got the letter Hey, it wasn't just that he got the letter Hey. It was a Shinui Shem. It was a Shem in the Pnimius of Yosef. The Chachmas Adam Tar Panav Ura Ois Panav Ishuna. That when he was Zeicha to that Chachma, his whole face was a Panam Chadashas. The whole Ura Ois Panav was different. He looked not like Avraham Avinu. This is why the brothers didn't recognize him. They didn't recognize him because they were looking for somebody who looked like Yaakov. But now he looked like Avraham. The Shvatim never saw the face of Avram Avinu. Because only Yaakov knew Avram for 15 years. Shvatim weren't born until Yaakov was in his 60s. So they never saw that face. But they were, and even if they may have Epis had an inkling of what that looked like, they were looking for somebody else. This wasn't the face that they were looking for. With this, perhaps we can explain what Rashi means, where he says that they didn't recognize Yosef because he had chasim azakin. What's chasim azakin? So chasim is a remiss to the bris. The chasam ba'ois bris kodesh. Bris is called a chasim. Zakin doesn't just mean a beard. It can mean zakin, the grandfather. Avram zakena. So when it says that they saw Yosef b'chasim azakin, means that they saw him with the ois hey of Avram, with the meal of Avram. That's why they didn't understand who he was. That's called chasim azakin. And this explains why he showed them the ois bris mila. Why did he show them his ois bris mila? Because he was saying, you don't recognize me? This is why you don't recognize me. Because I have a whole different shunai, because I was meister nefesh for bris mila. And I was zechet that they have Avram. So even if he was showing the bris, the Sfarim say he wasn't mama showing them. He was showing them a kedusha, which they saw with their holy eyes. They saw what it means that he was oimid ben yisayin ha-bris. So they saw the hay of Avram on his bris. That's what they saw. That's called chasim azakin. Now, with that understanding, we could take it to understand the Inyan of Ner Chanukah. The Inyan of Ner Chanukah is Badku V'loy Matzu. Badku V'loy Matzu, they didn't find except a Pach Shemen B'choysama Shokoyen Gadol. What does it mean, the Pach Shemen B'choysama Shokoyen Gadol? And we said from the Arikah, this is a Sheikh to the Inyan of Binyamin. So to understand that, we have to take one more peek at the Inyan of Yosef and Yehuda, like we said before. Echad ve'echad yigashu. This describes, the Medrash says, this confrontation between Yosef and Yehuda. What's going on over here? Shtein pasak, echad haya Avram. Avram is called echad. Now, Yosef was misdabik to the inyan of Avram Avinu. But Yehuda also felt he was misdabik to the inyan of Avram Avinu. So Yosef said about himself, echad haya Avram. So I have a shaykhis to that achdus of Avram, to that echad of Avram. Because I was my senefesh for Bismila. And the Medrash says that Yosef turned to Yehuda and he said to him, you sold your brother? Before he revealed himself, you sold your brother? Where was your rachmanis? Don't you know that your grandfather Avram Avinu was my senefesh for Loit, his nephew, and you weren't my senefesh and you sold your brother as a slave? This was his accusation, the Medrash says. Meaning to say this, I have a kesher to Avram Avinu. Because look, I'm my senefesh for Bris. But you forsake the inyan, the kashrut Avraham Avinu, because look, to sell your brother, and Avraham Avinu, he ran after his own nephew. What type of Avraham, what type of Messiah do you have from Avraham Avinu? Well, what's Yehuda's response? Yehuda's response is, what do you mean? Avtacha Arav Esanar. I took responsibility. You're wondering what I'm doing here? Did you not know that I was Moisir Nefesh for Binyamin? I was Makashi myself to lose this world and the next world for Binyamin, my brother? So how could you say not Meister Nefesh like Avraham Avinu? This is the greatest Meister Nefesh like Avraham Avinu. And this proves to Mafreya that when Yehuda sold Yosef, even that was Meister Nefesh for Yosef without going into the Sugya. He may have sold him, but it was for his good. First of all, he saved his life. They wanted to kill him. So Yehuda says, I'm a melech. I have a kesher to Avraham Avinu. I know what I'm doing. I am Meister Nefesh for my brother. And over here, Yehuda forces Yosef to reveal himself. He couldn't hold himself back. Without getting into the sugi, Yehuda was mevarer that the inyan of avodas Hashem of yahavta l'recha kamecha, and to be ari for one another, from which here the Gemara lives the inyan of arvus in halacha, avdecha arvus anar, is even greater than the kesher of the kedushas abris. That kesher of Avram, that inyan of Avram, of being moisir nefesh for another Jew, is higher than the inyan of kedusha and shmiras abris the dagat tzadik. V'loyochi yosef lisavik. He couldn't hold out anymore. But this describes Echad ve'Echad Yigashu. Because Yosef said, I'm Echad Hayavram. That's Echad. Yehuda says, no, I'm Echad Hayavram. Echad be'Echad. Yigashu. Because Vayagish Elav Yehuda, Yehuda came with a Vayigash. And Yosef came with Vayigash too. It says, Gishu Elai Vayigashu. And he showed them his bris. So Yosef came with a Vayigash of, look at my bris mila. Yehuda came with a Vayigash of, Anechi Arvenu. Who's a greater kesher to what it says? Vayigash Avram. Where does it say Vayigash Avram? By Stoim. When he's trying to save Lot's life, he's being mespal Fran Chesam. It says the only time, Vayagash Avram, and he says, Ha'af Tispet Tzadikim Basha. when Avram is Meisa Nefesh, he's Mispala to save Lot's life. That's where we find Vayigash Avram. And that's more daima to the Indian of the Vayigash Edlav Yehud than is Geshu Elav Vayigashu. That's called Echad Be'echad Yigashu. There's a machlekes here about who is most medama themselves to the Echad Hayavram. This Echad or this Echad? Vayigashu. Who has the kesher to Vayigash Avram? And it's Mispar Yosef has the greater kesher. And the Mela, this fight over Binyamin, it's Mispar that Yehuda, Binyamin really belongs to Yehuda more than Binyamin belongs to Yosef, which is very interesting because Binyamin is a full brother to Yosef and he's only a half brother to Yehuda. But because he was Makash himself to Yehuda and the dag of Arva, Arvas, which is Bizahu Oilam or Oilam Abba, it's Nisbar that his kesher to Binyamin is an even greater kesher to a blood brother that Yosef had. Which is a very pneumistic Indian. You can have somebody who is just a friend, but in pneumis, his kesher to that friend is even greater than a full brother. Al Kapana, that's called Echeb Echeb Yigashu. Badku V'loi Matsu, until they found it, Pechisama Shokan Gadol. Badku V'loi Matsu, they looked, but they couldn't find it. They did not find it. So why were they able to find it? It says that they found it. No, it's not that they found it. It found them. It found them. Here too, Yehuda and Yosef. The brothers didn't find Yosef. Yosef found them. Yosef revealed himself to them. The Pach revealed itself to the Chashmona who were looking for it. But why? Because that's the Koyach of Yehuda. Yehuda forced Yosef to be Megal himself. And here too, by the Pach Shemen, the Pach was Nizgala itself to them because of the Midah of Yehuda. Because the Inyan of Arvas, not getting into Lahoidus of Lahala, because there would be a Hoido and a Hala, which is the Inyan of Yehuda, that's why it's Nizgala to them. With this, we can understand what the Arizal says, going back to our question. The Arizal says that the Inyan of Ner Chanukah is the Oisvav, Vayishkav Makamahu, and the Seid of Inyamin. Because that Pach Shemen represents this fight between Yehuda and Yosef over this Pach Shemen. This Pach Echad Bechoysama Shal Kohen Gadol. What's the Pach Echad Bechoysama Shal Kohen Gadol? The Pach Echad is Echad Hayavram. And it's what's called Bechoysama Shal Kohen Gadol. That's the same Chassim Mazakim we said before. Let's be Mevar. Who is a greater Inyan Keshe to what's called the Pach Echad of the Chosama Shal Kohen Gadol? Who has the greater Keshe to that Inyan? Yehuda. And that's why he has Binyamin. Because although Yosef has what's called the Chosama Shal Kohen Gadol, the Hainu, the Chassim Azakin of Avram Avinu, but the real Inyan of Chassim Azakin is that of Yehuda, which is the Achrayas that he took over for Binyamin. Really, you see here, there's a whole Yehuda, Yosef, Binyamin, Ner Chanukah story, which is going on, which is why we read Parshas Vayigash on Ner Chanukah, that is the man of Chanukah. So parenthetically, Yosef, Binyamin, Yehuda is Gematria Ner Chanukah. The three of them is Gematria Ner Chanukah. Yosef, Yehuda, Binyamin. So with this, we can explain what we said before as well. We explained the Chassim Azakein. Why is it that Yaakov said Kriya Shema, we didn't explain yet, but why he showed the Bris Mila, Echad Bechad Yigashu, the Medrash, Chosama Shal Kohen Gadol, the Kesher, the Chassim Mazakin. So we left out, why is it that Yaakov says Kriya Shema? And then we'll wrap it up. Why does Yaakov say Kriya Shema? Yaakov says Kriya Shema because when Yaakov sees Yosef, he sees the face of Avram Avinu. That's why he says Kriya Shema. What does Avram have to do with Kriya Shema? Because Avram is Echad, and Echad is Mefarsim Elokusa in the world. So Echad HaYavram is Hashem Echad. But the Sfarim say, if you take Avraham and you make a milui out of it, Avraham bin Milubo, it's Gematria Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So appropriate is it that when Yaakov sees Avram on the face of Yosef, he says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which is the Raza of Avram. That's the Chosam Mashal, the Chassim Mazakin. Yaakov saw the face of Avram Avinu. He's able to see that, so he said Shema. So with this we can explain B'derachem is the following. It said before that there's a gili of the Yirgamu Midas of Rachamim by the Ner Chanukah. That's the Inyan of Avram Avinu. Echad Haya Avram. Echad is Gematria Yirgamu. Haya Avram. Avram is Gematria Rachim. So Echad Haya Avram is like saying Yirgamu Midas of Rachamim. But those Yirgamu Midas of Rachamim were only Nisgala Ayideh Yehuda. I mean, the Pach Shemen is Nisgala Ayideh, the Midah of Yehuda. Yehuda is able to be Megala, the Inyan of Yosef. To be Megala, the Inyan of Rachamim, which is the Pach Shemen. That's in the Haida, the Haida, the Haida Salahal, the Homida Sayhoid, is able to be Megala, what's called the Pach Echad, Bechay Samash the Kohen Gadol. Because you know, Avram is called the Kohen Gadol. Avram was Zechet the Kohen Gadolah. Because the Medrash says that on the way to the Akedah, he turned to Kodesh Baruch, and says, how can I be Makav a Korban? I'm not a Kohen Gadol. Hashem says, don't worry, I'll take care of it, you're Kohen Gadol. So after Kohen Gadol. So Avram is that Chesam Shagan, that's what Chidui Sharim says, Vasam brings it many times. So with the Chemez, you could say like this. First of all, we said that we had to be Mavar the Indian of Vayigash Avram. Who's Vayigash Avram? That's what Gematria Chesam Kohen Gadol. But if you take 13 times the Shem Havaya, which is a remez on Yigam Yitzhak Rachamim, that's Gematria near Chanukah. And if you take Echad Hay Avram, meaning 13 times Rachim, right? Echad times Avram, which is like saying Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim. So it's Gematria Yehuda, yeah? Because he was the one who's Megala, Yigam Yitzhak Rachamim, plus the entire Bracha. Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvos V'Tzivanu L'Had Lekin Ner Chanukah. Because like the Ari said, we mentioned the 13 Midas of Rachman, 13 words. So that's Gematria Echad times Avram, which is, in other words, Yud Gimel times Rachim, plus Yehuda. Because Yehuda is Megal, the Indian of Yud Gimel Midas of Racham. And again, 13 times Havaya is Gematria Ner Chanukah. But this goes back to the Ato B'Rachamecha HaRabim, like we started with. B'Rachamecha HaRabim, V'Ato is also the Oisiyos Ois Hei. Yeah? Vata, look at it. Ois hey. That ois hey, which is what's called Chasim Azakin, Chasim Mashakin Godl, that place of Avram Avinu, Yugim Yizam Rachamim, Rachamecha Rabim, Amarat Elahem, Le Yisar Asam. Shkoyach.